At the top of the news this Saturday evening, Pope Benedict XVI is in Brazil on the fourth day of his apostolic voyage to Latin America's largest country. Emer McCarthy is with the Holy Father in Brazil and joins us now live. Good evening, Emer.
Good evening, Chris.
Emer, this was a very special appointment this afternoon. How was the Pope received by the young people?
Yes, Chris, this was perhaps one of the most moving events so far of Pope Benedict XVI's journey in Brazil. The Holy Father visited the Fazenda de Esperanza, which lies just outside Aparecida. He arrived there before 10 o'clock local time, 3 p.m. Rome time. Now, the Fazenda lies high in the hills just out from Aparecida, where the Holy Father arrived last night after 3 days in Sao Paulo, and where tomorrow he will open up the fifth General Conference of the Bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean. From the moment he arrived at the Fazenda, the young people gathered there erupted. There were almost 6,000 people there. 2,000 of them were from the arrived at the Garantigueta farm from 43 fazendas across the world, from Asia, Africa, Central and Latin America, and of course Brazil. They'd all come to see the Pope. They greeted him enthusiastically, joyfully, with song and dance. They presented him with gifts, including, Chris, a ring of solidarity, the same ring that is given to all those who enter the community of hope across the world. The Pope watched and applauded these young men and women's performance. He thanked them for the gifts, smiling and waving repeatedly from the tribal throne that the fazenderos from Aparecida had built for him. Then some of the young people, visibly moved, spoke to the Pope, telling him their stories of their hardships, their addictions to drug and to alcohol, and then of their encounter with God at the fazenda and of their regained hope. Pope Benedict XVI listened, and he embraced them with great affection. It was a very personal and intimate encounter, Chris. This was a very moving afternoon.
And Pope Benedict also addressed the members of the community himself, didn't he? What was the emphasis of the Holy Father's message?
In his message, Chris, the Holy Father spoke of Brazil's very high statistics concerning drug abuse and other forms of chemical dependency. He said the same is true of Latin America in general. Then he really came down hard, Chris, in unreserved tones on the drug dealers. He told them to reflect on the grave harm they are inflicting on countless young people and on adults from every level of society. He said, God will call you to account for your deeds. Human dignity cannot be trampled upon in this way. The harm done will receive the same censure that Jesus reserved for those who gave scandal to the little ones, the favorites of God. So a strong condemnation there from the Pope on the rampant drug culture here in Brazil. The Pope said that reintegration in society undoubtedly demonstrates the effectiveness of the Fazendas initiative. Yet it is the conversions, the rediscovery of God and active participation in the life of the church which attract even greater attention to the Fazenda and which confirm the importance of this work. He said it is not enough to care for the body, we must also adorn the soul with the most precious divine gift acquired through baptism. Before taking his leave of the Fazenda, the Pope blessed both Brother Hans Stapel and Nelson Giovanelli Ross, who founded the Fazenda for Hope, for having answered God's call to devote their lives to these young people. He blessed all those young men and women and urged them to have hope in a better life, to be apostles of hope, and to bring their renewed hope to other lost youth throughout the world. Chris.
Thanks very much, Emer. We'll be talking again soon.